TanTalkRadioNetwork.com.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
You remember that, ladies, gentlemen, the Golden Girls? Kind of a tribute, Ed, to Betty White, who almost made it to 100.
We forgot to give her a tribute, so.
What a grand woman she was. I remember her when she was married to Alan Ludden. He had a show called Password, and they were a devoted couple years and years ago. You know, we've lost, you know how many different people, this guy Bob Saget just died? We lost the Oakland Raiders coach,
John Madden.
John Madden. We lost the guy that played Dobie Gillis.
Yeah.
Just died, Dwayne Hickman.
It comes in bunches.
It does come in bunches. And have you noticed that a lot of people seem to die around Christmas? Maybe it's just
Christmas, New Year's, yeah. And maybe it's the holiday. I don't know.
Maybe it's just because we...
Bob Saget was in a hotel room in Orlando.
Yes,
so
he was.
I don't know what he had family with him. I would hope.
He was doing some sort of a show.
Oh,
you know, he comes to Orlando to do one of those sit downs in front of an audience kind of show.
Maybe his family was with him.
I don't know. It sounded like he died alone. It's kind of a sad time to die. Well, it is no good time, but you know what I mean? I remember Dean Martin dying on Christmas and people like that, you know, that for some reason you get the impression that it can be a tough time.
Yeah.
It really can. Anyway, good morning and welcome to Freedom Works. I am Paul Molloy along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, January the 10th, 2022. You ever write the wrong number on the check? 2021 for about the first 3 weeks before you finally get it into your head. In a few minutes, guess who's going to join us? Joe Reinhart is going to join us. Who is Joe Reinhart, you say? Well, then you're not listening to the Voice of Reason. Joe Reinhart and Ed Colley co-host the Voice of Reason every Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on the TanTalk Radio Network. It's a very interesting show. They are very liberal, unabashed liberals. Joe and I are going to debate, I guess you could say, voting rights here in the United States. Joe's going to tell me why he thinks more federal government control. I'm assuming he's going to say that. And I'm going to take the other side. So it will be an interesting conversation, I think. Stay tuned for it. And are you starting to think that nobody knows enough about the COVID-19 virus? I mean, who do you listen to now? The Center for Disease Control is getting it wrong. Even one of the Supreme Court justices went off the other day, and she got the information wrong, a Supreme Court justice. So who do we believe? We don't know who to believe anymore when it comes to what is going on with the COVID-19. We're going to talk about this and some other things with the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later in the show, Andrew Ceresi. Don't think he has all the answers either, but we'll talk to him about it. And school closings. What's going on? Are we going to go back to school closings now? Like in Chicago? I don't think it's going to last. I think the pressure is coming in all directions to keep the schools open. But yet, we still got some schools in Chicago and out on the West Coast that are closing up. So we're going to talk about that. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a goodie. The top 10 best-selling vehicles in 2021. Ed, do you think you know what's number one? And you cannot peek? I want to know
if
you think.
I never peek. I peeked one time.
Well, at least you admit you peeked one time.
I did one time.
You did, huh?
But
did you tell me you peeked that day?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, then you're a good guy.
How did you get that? How did you get that? And I tried to whitewash you, and you said you didn't believe me. So
okay, because probably it was such a far out answer.
Yeah,
you know?
It was.
Yeah, that's why I would have. But anyway, we'll find out if Ed knows what the top selling vehicle in 2021 was. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we got this thing now about prioritizing race in administering COVID drugs. Have you heard about this thing? Guidance issued by the Biden administration says certain individuals may be considered high risk and more quickly qualify for monoclonal antibodies and oral antivirals that is used to treat the virus. Basically, based on their race or ethnicity. Now, I don't mind it. I mean, I can see where you can say certain groups of people might be more vulnerable, particularly in inner city situations where there is a lot of crowdedness. You know, I can see that. But do you get the hypocrisy of the whole thing? Because here are the Biden administration say we're gonna pick and choose, and yet Democrats and liberals have always said that you should never, ever, ever, you know, go, you know, they want a what is it, gender neutral, race neutral, you know what I mean, the whole bit. So this kind of goes against it. I think you should, you got to use common sense. You got to use common sense. Anyway, in a fact sheet that's been issued for healthcare providers by the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration, they have authorized approval of a drug, I guess, called Sotrovimab or Sotrovimab. I know I'm screwing up the name. Sotrovimab. It's a monoclonal antibody proven to be effective against Omicron. And it says you can take into account such factors as race or ethnicity in doling it out. In doling it out. So very interesting. We're going to talk a little bit later about the fact that we really don't know what we're doing when it comes to this virus. Everybody is getting screwed up. Now I'm hearing the cloth masks are worthless. You need to wear those specially double protected, whatever you want to call them, type of masks if you really, you know, if you really want to keep from getting anything. But I'm thinking that these masks are not doing the job. Maybe maintaining a distance from a person is a better deal. But who knows? You know, it's getting very, very, it's getting so confused that we don't know anymore. You know, we really don't know. Anyway, let us do this, Ed. Let's take our break. Can't wait to talk with our buddy from Voice of Reason, Joe Reinhart. We're going to talk about voting rights. So stay tuned.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday, and we thank you for being with us. And you know, this thing about voting rights has become a big, big issue, whether or not the federal government should take greater control of what is going on in each of the 50 states. And we're delighted to have Joe Reinhart join us. Joe is co-host of The Voice of Reason, along with Ed Golley. And that show airs every Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Tantalk Radio Network. First, Joe, are you? How are you feeling, buddy? I understand you're a little bit under the weather with the virus.
I was. I'm fully recovered, and I've tested negative, but I'm still in isolation.
Well, I'm glad to hear you fully recovered. That's good news, my friend. Was it the Omicron thing or what?
Pretty sure it was. The symptoms were fairly mild. I didn't even have a headache or anything. Mostly it was just extreme fatigue. But thank you for asking.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're up and about. That's great news. All right. So, this thing about I've got a couple of people I want to kind of preface what we're going to talk about here. James Clyburn, he's a Democrat from South Carolina. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. He was defending the federal involvement in elections. He cited Alexander Hamilton while claiming election laws, quote, cannot be left up to the states, unquote. This kind of, you know, there's a longstanding thing going on here over the role of federal officials in elections. Some people believe they, you know, it should be left to the states, basically, set the rules. Here's Nancy Pelosi. She said yesterday on one of the other talk shows, there is no more important bill to preserving American democracy than her party's sweeping federal voting rights legislation. She argued that Republicans committing a legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th through voting reforms in their own states. So, we know where the Democrats stand. Let me ask you, Joe, where do you stand on this whole concept of whether or not the federal government should start to take over more rules and regulations involving voting rights?
Well, historically, they haven't had a great deal of choice in the matter. All you have to do is look at the Jim Crow laws, where you had to have poll taxes, voter IDs, you had to pass an intelligence test. There were all kinds of restrictions, primarily, again, to keep blacks from voting in the South. That brought the federal government into the voting rights of Southerners and resulted in the Voting Rights Act that I think was passed in 1965. Now, the concern isn't so much with what happens before the vote, but what happens after the vote, how it gets counted, who counts it, who's disallowed, all kinds of laws. In fact, between January 1st and September 27th, 19 states enacted at least 33 laws that make it harder for Americans to vote. And this in spite of the fact that the 2020 federal election drew the highest voter turnout ever, in spite of COVID, was pretty much certified as the most accurate, the safest election we've ever had. And this was by Republicans, as we know. And I don't think you can make much of an argument that Republicans conspired to hand the election to the Democrats.
So do you believe there's voter suppression right now going on in across the country?
I don't think it's a matter of belief. I think all you have to do is read the news. CNN has reported on four states in particular, Arkansas, Montana, Texas, and Arizona, have passed multiple laws to restrict voting.
Well, to give us an example.
Well, shorter hours, fewer voting.
Shorter hours where?
Shorter vote hours in which to vote.
Where? What states are giving shorter hours now?
Again, I don't have the specifics.
There aren't any. They've changed some of the some of the states have, in fact, increased voter accessibility to times to drop off ballots.
That's correct. 25 states have enacted 62 laws with provisions that expand voting access. And I'm quoting CNN here. But this expansive legislation does not balance the scales. The states that have enacted restrictive laws tend to be ones in which voting is already relatively difficult.
Okay, now you say it's relatively difficult.
That have enacted expansive laws tend to have relatively more accessible voting.
Okay, well let's examine. You want to use Texas? Texas is a red state, and there's been a lot of information about Texas. So what things are being done now in Texas to suppress black vote or Hispanic vote or minority vote, in your opinion?
Well, the items I just cited, which is that they make it more difficult to vote.
How?
Well, if there are fewer places to vote and you have to stand in line.
Fewer places to vote?
Yes.
You mean like in Houston where they said there was only one place you could go to vote, which is not true? Exactly where? Here's the deal. I don't think that they're making it harder to vote. I think, in fact, voting has become maybe too easy. Here we are in Florida, and I think that the mail-in voting is something that scares the hell out of me. Because you start to lose control of your vote. I would rather see us go the other way. I'd rather see us go back to having a one-day situation where you go and you vote at the poll and you drop your ballot inside that box, you know it's going to stay there, and the next person to pull it out is one of the people that's going to do the counting. You know, when you do the mail-in voting, I mean, how many people, you lose your chain of whatever it is, you know, chain of command or succession, about three or four or five different hands of, you don't even know if your vote's being counted, you know? I mean, you hope it is, but how can you know for sure? So this is what brings, I think, a lot of people into concern, rightly or wrongly, about, say, the Trump-Biden election. They wonder, did my vote really get counted, you know? It's kind of, I think that's one of the big issues right now. Your thought?
Well, Trump filed something like 65 lawsuits contesting the election results. He only won one of those lawsuits, and it was totally irrelevant because it only involved about 400 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't disagree with you that Biden won, by the way. I'm not going to disagree with you. But when it comes
to... I asked you if you thought the election had been stolen.
I'm sorry?
I had meant to ask you if you thought the election...
Oh, no. I think Biden won by too many million votes to have stolen the election. Even if you can make a case for a couple of states where it was a close vote, I look at the overall count and go, well, you know, he won by quite a few million votes.
Yes.
So I think that to me is not the issue. The issue is allowing the federal government to grab a larger responsibility in how the voting is done in the states. I think that's where we're going to be losing. That's where I think our country will lose.
I'm not in favor of federal control per se, but the states leave them very little choice in the matter. If it weren't for the federal government, blacks would not be allowed to sit at the lunch counter or ride in the front of the bus. Or on and on and on.
But, you know, that's an interesting...
These kinds of laws have been necessary to protect the civil rights of minorities and smaller groups.
By the way, it was the Democrats that were...
I can remember.
Yeah, and it was the Democrats, if we have to start pointing fingers, it was the Democrats that were keeping blacks from voting. You know that. All of those years that you're talking about the lunch counters and all of the different states and the poll taxes, that was all Democrats.
And they were hardly Democratic. They were only...
They were Democrats from the Democratic Party.
They called themselves Democrats.
They were.
I could call myself a giraffe. I won't be a giraffe. Okay?
Yeah, but they were Democrats. Because the Democratic Party tended to be... The Southern Democrats tended to be, you know, the ones that were keeping some of that down. Anyway, we've gone past that point now.
They called it the Solid South. It was the Solid South for the reason that it held back integration for decades. Again, enter the federal government, just like they're doing in the voting laws. They have imposed upon the states because the states, by their failure to act on civil rights and on human rights, has forced them to do so. That's the point. Also, another point I want to make quickly, and that is what happens after the vote. Some of the laws that the states have passed have allowed, if the legislature of the state or some voter registration authority determines that in some way the vote was corrupt, they can disallow the entire result and impose their own candidate and their own...
I'm not following you. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that some of the voting laws being proposed in various states would allow the government of those states to disallow the results of the election if they didn't like the election.
What state in particular is doing that?
Pick one you like.
Please. No. No, if you're going to say that, as you will say at the end of each of your show, make them prove it. What states are doing that?
Well, if you'll give me a moment, I'll look it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Before the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, before the end of the show, or are you going to look it up right now?
I'm looking it up.
I've never heard that one. And I'd like to hear exactly what states are going to shut down the entire vote because of something like that. While you're doing that, I want to talk a little bit about the concept of allowing every state to continue to set their own hours and their own voting laws, whether you have a mail-in or not. I mean, if it were up to me, I would get rid of the mail-in voting totally. I would get everybody back to the polls. I would have one day to vote. Except for those that have a hardship, and you can allow that, military, people that are in nursing homes and the like. I can certainly understand getting them the ballots.
If I can't mail in my ballot and I have to go down and wait in line to vote and then stick it in a box, again, a lot of people can't afford to miss it.
Well, we got along just fine with one day of voting for a long, long time, and nobody had any complaints.
But there'll be fewer voters.
General. We had hundreds of millions of people voting all through the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and et cetera. And we never seemed to have the issue we're having now. Now we're all worried about, and again, and I think legitimately so, when you put your ballot in a mailbox and you don't even know how many people are handling it, you don't know if it's really there. You don't know if somebody really counted it. We're assuming it's happening, but you see what I mean? You lose that chain of command of your ballot. I would submit we would be better off going back to one voting day, stand in line. Yeah, it's a little bit, you have to make time for it, et cetera. But it's only, you know, these major voting situations for, you know, come maybe every 2 years. I just don't understand people getting, changing that particular scenario. I've never been real comfortable with it.
Well, there's been zero evidence or almost no evidence of a voter fraud.
But how do we know? Here's the thing, Joe. How do you know? I don't.
But there is.
I don't. See, that's the thing. I don't know whether or not, because once you lose control of that ballot, if I go to the voting, if I go to a voting precinct, my voting precinct, I go into the little thing and I make out my ballot. Then I drop it in the box. I know it's going to stay there until it's counted.
You do. How do you know that?
Because there are people there that are watching all of those ballot boxes during the entire process, Republican and Democrat, you know that. So if somebody tried to steal the ballots and go running out the door, there would be a little bit of a problem. But with mail-in, you don't know. You don't know who's handling it. In my case, I put it in my mailbox. The mailman picks it out of my mailbox. He takes it down to a substation. How many hands touch that thing before it finally gets over to the to the precinct? Well, we don't know.
The mail.
Hmm?
Are you afraid to mail in your rent check? Or are you afraid to mail in your alimony check? Or are you afraid you won't get your Social Security?
Well, I don't do that. I wire that. But I, but yeah, I am a little bit concerned because there are times when the mail doesn't go through. I'm assuming everybody's legitimate all the way around, but we have to assume it. We have to assume it. And that's where it gets a little bit scary. I would rather leave the states, with each of the states making their own. And remember, our founding fathers wanted a weak federal government and a stronger state situation. And our union has survived under that concept. I think it's starting to go the other way. But states' rights, I would say, especially when it comes to voting. I'll give you a final thought.
Well, my final thought is that we had the most secure election we've ever had in history. If it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, you think it was the securest, but you don't have any way of proving it's the secure. You just think it was, right?
Well, I think it was because it's been certified and called that by Republican leaders of every stripe, not just...
Yeah, but that doesn't make it the securest. I can agree with you that Joe Biden won the election. I'm not saying it's the securest election. I think there's a lot of things going on. Anyway, Joe, I appreciate you coming on, especially since you're getting over that virus.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best, and we'll be talking down the road, my friend.
And you too, Paul, and congratulations for having the wisdom to agree with me on something.
All right, my friend, thank you.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, Joe Reinhart. I don't know. That didn't go too bad. Are there any wounds on me, Ed? What do you think? Am I bleeding from the side of my head? Oh, well.
I removed all sharp objects.
Did you remove all the sharp objects? I think Joe has a bat in his trunk. I hope he kept it in his trunk. Anyway, there you go. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Sorese. I'm starting to think that nobody knows enough about this COVID-19 virus. We don't know who to believe. So we'll talk about that with the proprietor, Andrew Sorese.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hey, we are back. I hope it's not a kick in the head listening to our show. Or if it's a kick in the head, I hope it's a soft kick in the head. Anyway, we thank you very much for listening to us. And we've got both of the Sorese brothers. I can't stand it. My goodness. Before we get to them, I want to bring this little tidbit up. Oh, why does this make me feel good? Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, remember her, has tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a statement from her office. She's recovering from the virus at home. She is experiencing symptoms. She just came back from partying here in Florida. Maskless. Gee. Does the word hypocrite ever show up in your mind, Ed, when you hear about, or how about the word comeuppance?
Well, maskless is one thing, but when you're caught on videotape licking some dude side
really?
Of his face.
Ooh.
Yeah, that guy down in Miami.
Licking him?
Oh, they were just having a good old time at some Mm-mm. party.
Wow. Well, that's how she got the call then.
Yeah.
Do not get your tongue involved with other people when you're at a party. I've got both of the Sorese brothers. They know better than that. Andrew, what do you think about AOC coming down here? I bet she did catch it down here.
Paul, I guarantee she probably tests positive for a few other things, too. But other than that, Aaron Solwell caught it, too, in Florida. You like it. He said, what is the truth?
I love it. So, in other words, she got more than just one virus.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Eric Solwell caught it, too. He was down here partying. They're just going to use that as a thing to say, see, we told you, you go to Florida, you're going to get sick.
Yeah, right. Hell, yeah.
Hey, I got one thing to say about you guys for all this voting crap.
Okay.
It's very simple. And you too, Joe, you may as well listen, because I had to listen to you. But anyway, you can stand in line 5 hours for a freaking COVID test. Go stand in line to vote. And I'll give you the bottle of water.
There you go. There you go.
Simple.
Yeah. Angelo, how are you?
How are you?
Are you doing well? Are you still healthy?
Still healthy. Yep.
Good. So what do you think? This thing about nobody knows anymore. I can't believe anybody. I don't know who to listen to when it comes to whether or not we do this or we do that. With trying to keep away from getting the virus. It sounds like it's almost inevitable. We're going to get it one way or the other. What do you think, Angelo?
Yeah, it's probably going to be just like the flu. If you get the flu, you get a mild case. If you have the vaccine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
But, they just have confused everybody by changing the goalposts all the time. Do this. No, you can't do this. No, you got to do this. Right from the get-go, when they had the campaign in 2020, they said, I wouldn't take the vaccine that President Trump was pushing and this and that. And, they just screwed up everybody's mind.
I think you're right.
And they have nobody to blame but themselves.
When you go out to the store, Angelo, you wear a cloth mask, a simple cloth mask?
I have that surgical mask.
Okay, good for you, because I'm thinking that those cloth masks don't do a damn thing. Andrew, when you go to the store, you don't wear a mask, right?
I haven't worn a mask in 2 years. Well,
the last time you wore a mask, you robbed a bank.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you people, because I do have the answers.
Oh, yes, you do. Okay.
It's very, very simple, Paul. We're going to go back to basics when I was a little kid. Wash your hands. Don't stand a foot away from somebody, okay? And avoid big crowds. It's very simple.
You
got everybody making a big freaking deal out of this crap. Nobody knows what's going on from one end to the other.
I think you're right.
To the basics, Paul.
I think you're absolutely right. I was thinking about that myself. And I heard somebody say it, I must say. Going back to keeping your distance from people. Now, Andrew, you're a barber. You stand right next to people.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to do that all the time. But
Paul, here's real simple, Paul. I had it. Okay? I got immune in my body. Mm-hmm. And I was stupid because I went and got the shot, which we know don't work. And speaking of the shot, all these celebrities kicking the bucket. I wonder if they all got their boosters.
Do you think that... are you still under the impression that the virus shot itself might kill people?
Of course. They don't know anything about it, Paul.
I don't think anybody knows anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You told me the other day it's too soon to know the side effects.
Remember? Right. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, guess what? I think some of the side effects are death.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know.
Again,
I don't think anybody knows.
I'm like Joe. I can't prove it.
Yeah.
People seem to be dropping like flies after they got their booster shots, and it only makes sense that the celebrities are kicking it because they all pushed getting all their shots.
Well, Andrew, in truth, you don't know that people are dropping like flies after getting booster shots. You don't know that.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Let's go backtrack a little bit. How come all of a sudden we're hearing about all these celebrities dying? I haven't heard this many celebrities dying all at one time in a while.
I know.
Have you?
Let's see. We got Betty White. We got John Madden. We got the guy that played Dobie Gillis. We got,
Today they're dropping
Bob saves it. Yeah.
That's right. They all pushed getting their booster shots. And we know that the boosters don't work because AOC got it, didn't she? The inoculated.
I just don't know anymore.
Totally. Nobody knows.
Angelo, do you believe what Andrew is saying, your brother is saying? Or do you know?
I don't. I got my booster shot. I got the other two shots. I've got my flu shot. I got the shingles shot. I'm still here, knock on wood.
Yeah, it's working for you.
14, I got 14 stents in my heart artery.
Yeah.
I got a defibrillator pacemaker in my chest.
Wow.
Angelo, that just shows that you beat all the odds.
Well, yeah, but he's also taking precautions. I would, too. My ex-wife is in the hospital right now. She's got COVID and pneumonia. Now, she got
the co-head.
She got one separate from the other. I was just talking with, she's doing better now. But when you get to a certain age, man, you got to worry about these things. You know, if you come down with any of them, because you've got a very delicate framework, a delicate condition at that point.
Yeah, you know, Paul, I got to sit there and I got to say to myself, when the Lord wants me, he's going to take me, period.
Yeah.
I can get all the shots in the world. I can be inoculated against everything, walk in the street and get hit by a car.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
When the Lord wants you, he's going to take you. I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't I, like, pray a lot and tell him not to take me right away?
Well, that's what I do. I pray and say, Lord, when is my time? Take me peacefully, will you?
Okay.
I don't want to suffer.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't believe what they're saying from the White House. You can't believe what Fauci is saying. I mean, you can't, because nobody knows. The CDC director went on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and even she didn't seem to understand what was going on. Go ahead, Angelo.
I think that this virus is a challenge. It came from China, you know that. I mean, so many things surrounded this virus. I mean, what a way to ruin the country of the world, huh?
Yeah.
Destroy their economy, get it down. Millions of people are dying, especially the elderly, with underlying condition. And I think this virus was kind of manufactured. And, I mean, over 100 years, we haven't had no problems. I mean, I know the flu is taking lives and everything like that, but not the way this virus has been going.
Yeah. Just so you know, Angela, I don't know what you're using on the phone there, but you're kind of coming in and out a little bit. But we got the gist of what you had to say. Andrew, sum it up. Are we ever going to get over this thing, or is it just it's going to be like the common cold, and some of us
like
will get it?
Common cold, Paul.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the common cold. And I just want to clarify one thing.
Sure.
You were talking with Joe about.
Okay.
When he was talking this morning saying, well, you know, Republicans, they don't believe the election was stolen. Those are 19 Republicans that are never Trumpers, Paul,
mm-hmm.
speaking up that the election wasn't stolen and everything was fair. They were never Trumpers. They still are never Trumpers, and they will be gone in November.
Yeah,
you know how...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Angela.
When Trump was saying that that the election was stolen, he means that... Now, this is just my own opinion. I think he means that the Democrats went to the courts to change the election laws and use COVID to get like these mail-in ballots and long days of elections and ballot harvesting and stuff like that, instead of the state legislatures making the election laws, which is done by the the Constitution says.
Yeah, I just thought of term. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's what I think he means, that it was stolen. They didn't, you know, they're using the courts, and the judges do not legislate legislation. I mean, they don't legislate laws.
Right.
All they do is enforce laws.
Well, they interpret. You know, they interpret laws.
Interpret the laws, right. But not legislate, like the election laws, like
correct.
They did.
No, they're not allowed to do that. The term I was trying to think of when I was talking with Joe Reinhart when it came to our ballot was chain of custody. That's why the mail-in thing scares me to death. And we're always going to have, in a close election, think about it, we're really going to start worrying about chain of custody with mail-in ballots. I just don't like it. I think we ought to get back to getting to the precinct and voting. The chain of custody is just you and the guy that's going to take the ballots out of the box and count them. Anybody? And go ahead.
There's no reason to have mail-in ballots. Not in today's day and age, unless you have a disability or anything like, you know.
Yeah, you can work around people with nursing homes and the military. I think right. that you can do. I just don't like right. the rest
like
of us
like
getting it.
To be.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Let the illegals vote.
Huh?
Let the illegals vote. We'll be fine.
That's the other thing.
It's a bunch
of bull crap. New York City?
Yeah, God bless New York City.
The new mayor in New York City is for having all those people, illegal people, voting in New York.
Well, to be fair, not illegal aliens, but people that are here that are registered as non-citizens are allowed.
Right.
They're not going to allow somebody that just snuck into this.
They got to become citizens, period.
Yeah.
How do you register? I'm a registered.
I don't like it at all, by the way.
No. I know you get it. But there's some people that need to get it.
Yeah. I think it stinks. I don't think you should ever go down that route. It should be only U.S. citizens that are voting for these things. And when you start with local elections, it's like the slippery slope, right? Once you get the local elections, you know darn well the Democrats are going to want to increase that to things further and further and bigger and bigger. I think it's a bad idea. Bad idea.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to centralize everything, which is pure Marxism. You know, they want to have what they're doing is trying to change this country around
mm-hmm.
and make it a socialist country.
Yeah.
Communism
and socialism. Yeah. Top down. Whenever you've got people that are pushing from big top, little down, you know, we got that kind of a socialistic approach. Gentlemen, a pleasure to have both of you on. Thank you so much for your time. And, Andrew, I'll talk again with you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's good. And stop by after the show Wednesday.
I will. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. See you.
Okay. Angelo, thanks a million, buddy. Stay healthy.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Sure. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Very interesting. I'm just confused with this whole virus thing. Anyway, let's take our break. And when we come back, school closings across America. How much longer are we going to put up with this?
My way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works on a Monday, and we thank you so very much for listening in. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern on the Great Tantalk Radio Network, and we're delighted when you can listen in. However, if you can't, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us anytime by going to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and clicking on the podcast button. The podcast button will open up all the shows we've been doing recently. You'll see who the guest is and the top 10 and the whole bit. Ed puts them all up there for us. Just go to ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. All right. So the Chicago Public Schools have canceled classes for a fourth straight day. And the mayor is down on all of these teachers in the unions and what they are doing. They have failed to come to any kind of an agreement on safety measures for the virus. You know what? A lot of people say the best place for these kids under the conditions of this virus problem is to be in the schools rather than running around all over the place with their friends and doing this, that, and the other thing, because they could be monitored a lot better there. I think almost everybody, and I'm surprised that the Chicago Teachers Union haven't caved in yet. I think they're going to cave in on this one. Anyway, here is the latest missive from the unions. We remain committed to reaching an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union. I should say that this is a missive from the Chicago Public Schools. The usual, we remain committed to reaching an agreement with the teachers' union. The Chicago Public School states that a small number of schools are planning to offer in-person activities. There is also a couple of school districts out on the West Coast, Oakland and maybe San Francisco, where they've got some of these schools closed as well. I cannot for the life of me see why they are continuing to do that. First of all, the chances of a child getting the virus and dying from it are infinitesimal. They have a better chance of getting something like the flu and dying from that by going to school than they do from getting the Omicron virus. Children are just not as susceptible to it. If there's anything we've learned, it's that the elderly and people with chronic respiratory situations are the ones we have to worry about. If you don't have that, then you're probably going to be okay. So there you go. All right, Ed, before we get to our top 10, I want to talk with you, my friend, because I have learned through various sources that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to play the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday at 1:00 Eastern time, of course, in the first round of the playoffs. I wasn't sure how all of that worked, but somehow Green Bay had the same record as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but there must have been some sort of a qualifier because Green Bay gets a bye and we have to play.
Well, actually, Green Bay has one more win than the Bucs do.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, well, then my bad.
Well, actually, right now they don't. Now they're even, but by tiebreakers, meaning conference records and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have the same record.
Yeah, because they lost yesterday to the Detroit Lions.
They have the same record as the Bucs.
Yes.
So something else was...
There's many factors in it, anywhere from conference record to to points.
They probably have a better conference record than conference
record. Who wears
record.
Blue shoes and socks and whatever.
So so they get to watch, and we're going to play the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are the lowest-seeded team.
Yes.
They're coming here.
Yeah.
Any chance for the Eagles, or is it going to be a runaway?
Always a chance. You never know. They rested their starters yesterday, so they're not a powerhouse team.
Why was Tom Brady being played in that game yesterday?
Well, because the Bucs actually still had something to play for, and it wound up going their way with the big game out in L.A. with the Rams losing to the 49ers. The Bucs got to move to the second seed.
In other words, they would have possibly lost their second seed.
They could have. No, the Bucs were the third seed.
They were at the
Rams
time.
Were at the second seed.
Oh, okay.
So with the Rams losing, they move down. The Bucs move up. What the second seed does, it guarantees you a second home playoff game as long as you win win the first one and the second one. So meaning that two games here and then
then you get to play Green Bay.
The big game would be in Green Bay.
I would love to have Tampa Bay and Green Bay play each other. Don't
wouldn't the you? Game yes last night with the.
Carolina.
The Raiders.
Oh.
The Raiders and the Chargers last night goes into a tie. And if either one of them win, puts Pittsburgh into the playoffs. If they would have just gone to the overtime and said, hey, Raiders, let's just call this one a day, both the Raiders and the Chargers would have went into the playoffs, leaving the Steelers out. But there was a communication fumble to where the Raiders got to win.
A communications fumble.
Yeah, in other words, they didn't get the message clearly, hey, take a knee, let's run the clock out, and we'll end this thing in a tie on the other side.
So what happened?
The other side called a timeout, and then they had to run the ball, and they get the first down, and then they kicked the field goal.
Las Vegas won that game, correct?
Yes.
Now, does that mean Pittsburgh is in?
No. Yes, Pittsburgh is in now. Yes.
Okay.
The charges are out. Pittsburgh's in.
Now you got me all confused, but I'm glad to hear it. We got it all over with.
Strange. I'd never seen that before, that they could have just said, hey.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Ed, here we go. We got the top 10 best-selling vehicles of 2021. Comes from Car and Driver magazine. Here we go. Number 10.
Number 10. Hang on.
He's got to get on the drums. I went too quick for you. I went too quick for you, Ed. I apologize. Number 10 is the Honda Civic. By the way, about 264,000 vehicles were sold. Number 9, the Toyota Highlander, 264,128. It's an SUV, by the way. All right. Number 8, they always have a Jeep. Seems to make the top 10.
Jeep always makes it in there once.
Jeep Grand Cherokee, 264,400 units sold. Number 7, the Nissan Rogue, about 286,000 units. The Rogue is, let's see, the redesigned 2021 Rogue, far better than its predecessor. Okay. Number 6. And this one's always up there, too. The Toyota Camry, 314,000 units. That thing has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Mid-sized sedan Camry. All right. Number 5, the Honda CR-V, 361,000-plus units sold. The CR-V is Honda's bread and butter, and its sales are up 9% over last year. A hybrid model joined the lineup recently, by the way.
I'm noticing these are mostly compact cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, aren't they? Okay, number 4. The Toyota RAV4. Have you heard of that one?
RAV4.
Yeah, the RAV4. Yep. 407,000, almost 408,000. Ever since it achieved the title of best-selling non-truck in the country, the RAV4 has been extending its lead. Okay, number 3. The Chevrolet Silverado. Almost 520,000 units sold. Results for the Silverado, not great in 2021. It was outsold by the Ram truck lineup, and sales declined, with the light-duty model down nearly 13%. All right. Number 2, the Ram pickup. The Ram pickup, 569,000-plus units sold. Ram's truck lineup continues its ascent, with a strong year that saw sales rise 1%. That was enough to beat the Silverado, which typically occupies the second place ranking. All right, Ed. Were you listening? We're coming down to the number one.
What do you think
of the number one best-selling vehicle in 2020?
Got to be a hybrid, I'm thinking.
Okay. Is that it? You're going to give me no brand?
How about a Toyota hybrid?
Toyota. All right. No, it's the Ford F-Series truck.
Oh.
The Ford F, 726,000. Ford's ever popular truck lineup entered 2021 with a refreshed F-150 lineup that now includes a hybrid. By the way, it does include a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you go, my friend.
Well.
Very good. Good guess. All right, going to go for now. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. Be safe and remember, freedom works.